Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome to a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. We're ready to chat today on the program.
A friend of mine said, look, those are the two perfect songs to start the show. When you put Waiting for the World to Change, Where the Stars and Stripes and the Eagles Fly.
Right, good old USA.
See how that all works out? Yeah. A method to our madness.
There certainly is. Yeah. We don't, unless you don't know the Waiting for the World to Change song, we don't let it go that far in that waiting for the world to change. But if you know the song, you know exactly what we're up to, which is fantastic. Anyway, welcome to a Friday edition of the program. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here for the entire next hour, so remember to get those questions in for him if you'd like. You can call toll-free at 855-200-1776 and leave a message. Nice and easy. And Senator Kevin Cramer will answer your questions. I have a lot of questions for him related to some of this deal that we have been told has been cooked up in the House, so we can get on with the business of investigating the Biden administration and all of their malfeasance. Wouldn't that be nice? Democrats are busy today talking about what? January 6th. They can't commemorate January 6th enough because to them it's Trump, January 6th, and Nancy Pelosi even speaking today. Isn't Nancy Pelosi the former speaker? What, not even a leader anymore? I don't know. I guess she was the queen of perpetuating January 6th, so she gets to speak. But that's what the Democrats are up to. The Republicans, at least 20 of them, are in a room with a handful of Kevin McCarthy's lieutenants trying to cut a deal. Here's the deal as we know it right now, Kev. Okay, and what's Washington Post reports, and I'm not a big Washington Post fan, but others have reported this as well, including Newsmax. In fact, Newsmax had it first, and a few others. In a major allowance to the Republicans, McCarthy offered to lower from 5 to 1 the number of members required to sponsor a resolution. Oh, yeah, hard right Republicans. Kev, they're hard right. You ever seen the Washington Post or any other media?
Yeah, I know. Everything's so extreme. So anyway,
call ALC the hard left?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The hard right.
Should I not?
Far right, far left, hard, far, whatever.
Yeah, and these are conservatives. They're in the Freedom Caucus. But I just want them to be consistent. If they call that hard right. And by the way, there's quote-unquote hard right members that are not in the camp against Kevin McCarthy. This is not a battle of super conservatives versus rhinos. It's not that, unless you consider folks like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Anybody called her a liberal before?
And these hard right lunatics want term limits. They want border security.
Well, I'm going to go through that in a second here. What they want? Yeah, I think some of us are for a few of these things as well. So again, I don't. They're trying to put it as bunch of right-wing wackos, 20 of them holding out against a rhino and McCarthy. It's not that. Again, unless you consider Donald Trump, Jim Jordan, Mark Levin, liberals, rhinos, you can't play that game. You cannot. But here's what they're dealing with right now and offering. McCarthy has offered to lower from 5 to 1 the number of members required to sponsor a resolution to force a vote on ousting the speaker. A change that the California Republican had previously said he would not accept. See, Nancy Pelosi had that bar much higher. I forget the number that she was at. He was okay with 5, and now they're saying 1. Who cares? Can you answer this question, Kevin? Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. What it does is it says, okay, Jim Jordan can say, I'm ticked at Kevin McCarthy. Let's have a vote on whether he should be speaker or not. And they vote.
Well, I haven't run out of popcorn yet. So I'm watching from a distance. It's a bit of a food fight. It's like a marathon boxing match. I just don't want to watch it. So I'll pay attention when they figure something out.
Well, I think the fact that there's a deal is worth at least understanding what the deal is. And Kevin Cramer next hour, I want to ask him some of this. He spent a lot of time in the House as well. You know, okay, is this, you know, why is this detrimental? Why is this coming at the 11th hour? In a deal. Another deal point here, McCarthy expressed a willingness to place more members of the, you ready? They go from hard right, what do you think they're described as now? In the next paragraph, hard right, last paragraph, this one is staunchly conservative caucus.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, these How reporters. Yeah. These reporters can't help themselves, ladies and gentlemen.
Gotta hang labels.
And you just gotta watch when they report on AOC or Ilhan Omar or whatever, if they ever use any of these, and they don't, so you know exactly where they're coming from. But I'm sorry, I'll lose that distraction. It's not worth the energy.
For those folks that use cash, just a wonderful, caring, the verbiage is just, it's ridiculous.
This one says more members of the 20 would go on the Rules Committee, which debates the legislation and the timing of legislation before it goes to the floor. Okay?
I'm good with any of these people at any committee.
Yeah, again, I just want to understand why this is. To me, that should have been done the day after they had a majority of 218. Gus and Wahpeton, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 701-271-1100. Go ahead, sir. You there, Gus?
Must have lost him.
Gus is like he's on mute or something.
He's up.
All right. 701-271-1100, toll free at 855-200-1776. I have a poll going on Twitter, and you can answer it by text today as well, or if you call. Who do you think's going to win this? Who's going to win it? McCarthy pull it out, or somebody else speaker? Text us at 701-237-1590. All right, let's see, where are we at here? I'm getting more of the deal. You're getting the deal points here, okay? So I said go from 5 to 1 on vacating the chair. Willingness to place more members on the Rules Committee, which debates legislation. It's a bigger deal. Here's another one. Having a term limits vote. Again, hosting a term limits vote. Allowing a term limits vote. What's so challenging about that? Allow the vote. It's kind of weird. I don't see the boogeyman in any of these, but I'm looking forward to finding out from someone who's been there what the deal is. Okay, Gus and Wahpeton can hear us now. Hey, Gus, what's on your mind?
I just have kind of a thought. Over the last, I'm going to say about 12 years, how the Republican Party as a whole has generally... they seem to have shifted to the left. So is this so-called hard right really hard right anymore, or more of where the norm would be? and I'll hang up and listen to your response.
I don't like the labels they use because the labels are not applied by people that are looking at it from a factual basis. In other words, if you want to suggest that there is more conservative members, you know, more staunchly conservative members in the Republican caucus over on one side, you've got to recognize that there is very liberal members and staunchly liberal members of the Democrats. But when they don't, I disregard their coverage. Take it and put it into a ball and throw it into the garbage. That's what I do with the reporting. But I think your point is well taken as well, that bar has moved over what is quote-unquote staunchly conservative or not. I don't think a lot of what... Who are we going to put in that category? Just say the Freedom Caucus members. What they want isn't different than a lot of what North Dakotans want in majority. Look at the legislature here. Or Western Minnesota's conservatives. So I agree with you on that point. Appreciate the call. Others, welcome. Who's going to win this thing? Let us know your take on what's on your mind. More after this.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Of the Freedom Matters USA studios, 20 past the hour. Put a fog out there. Drive carefully as you're out and about. Kevin, you sound like you're anxious to talk about anything but the border. I'm sorry, anything but the speaker.
Yes.
Just because
it's fine.
You want the speaker, I just think it's gonna figure it out.
we can pontificate about it, and we can take all of these you know, wishful thinking scenarios about it, but it's just going to be what it is. We can watch it and up, you know, just get updated on it, but it's part of the process. I'm buying into this is a constitutional republic. This is how it works. Yeah, I haven't done it in over 100 years, but so?
All right. Well,
okay.
Let's talk about another warning sign that the Biden administration, they love this playing out. I'll grant you that. They love the fact that this is a food fight amongst Republicans, right? So they want to be seen to be the adults in the room. We're dealing with things. And they're dealing with the border. Now, they've ignored it for 2 years, and that's a pesky little problem. Guess what? When CNN interviews the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas and gets called out on this, you know things aren't good. Listen.
This is in the hands of you now and the Biden administration. I would just finally say that border officials have been consistently telling Rosa Flores, our colleague, they feel abandoned by this administration, by the federal government. So why has it taken 2 years for President Biden to go to the southern border?
Woo! This is a CNN reporter. Hey, we got people on the ground talking to Border Patrol agents, say you've been flat out abandoning us. And then, oh, why now? Why is it taking you 2 years to go there? Let's see what this goofball says.
Poppy, we have been dedicating our efforts to the situation at the border since day one. We are incredibly proud of our frontline personnel.
Well, they don't feel like you're real proud of them because you've abandoned them, then. Just so you know. So
a clown.
Who are tirelessly and selflessly dedicated to the mission. The president knows the border very well.
The president knows the border very well. Can you lie with abandon on CNN like this? Let's see. But how is it, Mr. Secretary, that the president knows the border well?
Yeah. He has had his Secretary of Homeland Security visit multiple times.
What? That's you. Who cares? You've done nothing.
Since the very initiation of the administration, and he's going to see the border not for the first time in his public service career.
That'd be a lie. That'd be a lie.
It's all lies.
Hear what he said? Listen to him. He can't quite get through this.
In his public service career.
Not the first time in his
this Sunday, and I'm looking forward to joining him there.
Yeah.
This is in the hands of you now and the
You said nothing. This is from CNN.
Well,
that clip is from CNN.
My take, one take was how does President Harris feel about all this?
Well, President Harris led this effort. Led this effort to make things better in the countries from which they are leaving.
Yeah.
And thanks to her leadership, she's been able to generate more than $3.2 billion.
That's fact check lie.
From the private sector to create jobs and opportunities in El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala.
You know what they are? There's $3.2 billion in pledges. She's got pledges.
Oh, he forgets that. She forgets a lot of things.
Yeah.
Well, President Harris led this effort.
Since you brought up the president, he was of course talking with reporters yesterday, and had a bit of a lapse in memory. Listen,
Germany's also announced that today that it's going to provide the Ukrainians to deal with the air attacks.
Germany announced today it's going to provide the Ukrainians a deal with air attacks. What do you think he means? Let's listen to this again.
Germany's also announced that today it's going to provide the Ukrainians to deal with the air attacks, a Patriot air defense system.
We got it. Ding, 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 ding. Give him a little cookie.
You know, I'm tired of making fun of Joe Biden and his gaffes and his.
Well, you just did.
I know, but it's getting so old. We just sent $45 billion in that monstrosity of a bill, $45 billion of it to Ukraine, following the, 60 plus. I don't even know how much money's there now. Now they want to put another helmet on top of that and send more tanks. Let's send them some tanks now. Why don't they buy some tanks with the money we just sent them?
Not a bad idea.
How about that?
If you're tired of making fun of Say It Ain't So Joe, let's go back to Alejandro Mayorkas, the DHS secretary, who, again, is asked by, wait for it, CNN. Okay? CNN. Formerly on all things Biden administration. Are they still? You decide.
Would you, Secretary, qualify what is happening on the border right now as a crisis?
Okay, simple question. Do you hear what she asked?
Yeah, pretty simple.
She said, would you, Mr. Secretary, qualify what is happening on the border right now as a crisis? What did he say?
You know, we have seen the situation at the border managed in an orderly way.
Has it been managed in an orderly way?
You ought to put down the bomb.
Is this a crisis? We've seen the situation at the border managed in an orderly way. Okay, let's see what CNN comes back with here.
We have seen it in extraordinarily challenging circumstances as well. You can rest assured, Poppy, that we're doing everything that we possibly...
By the way, how about the reporter's name, Poppy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talking to a long-lost relative or something. Poppy. Anyway, keep going with your spin there, Mr. DHS Secretary.
...possibly can to build a system that provides humanitarian relief in a safe and orderly way while trying to persuade Congress to fix what is a broken system.
Oh, it's Congress's fault! It's Congress's fault! Right, yeah.
Oh, man.
These people are crazy.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Just can't even.
The CNN reporter is trying to get back in here because she asked a simple question. You qualify what is happening on the border right now, a crisis. He says it's managed in an orderly way. Here she goes.
I understand that, but just what you're seeing, what you've seen the 20 times you've been there, the record number of migrants at the southern border, and last year it was nearly 2.4 million. If that's not a crisis, Secretary, what is?
You know, Poppy, we have seen 2.4 million encounters at our southern border, and it is reflective of the greatest level of displacement of people in the world since World War II. It is reflective of a migration challenge that is gripping the entire hemisphere.
I don't think that was an answer to the question, which was pretty simple. If that isn't a crisis, what is?
You're creating a crisis, sir, by opening the border, okay? These folks aren't being run from their homes. They're not being bombed out of their villages. Okay, they have iPhones and Nike backpacks and Jordans. They're not, no one's, you know, these aren't refugees, sir. And we already have a thing in place to deal with them. But now they have an app. They can get an app and then assure their reservation when they get to the border illegally.
So let me put these, connect these dots for you. While this process is playing out for Speaker, they're trying to act all presidential over there, and the media is not buying it. Some wonders never cease. I love it. Your take on this when we continue.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn and Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. Democracy continues to play out on Capitol Hill as the Speaker of the House remains unknown. The 3 days, 11 votes later without a winner has not occurred in the last 100 years. Voting continues today. The National Football League has canceled the game between the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals, where player DeMar Hamlin was injured. Reports are DeMar's health is improving. The disturbing story out of Utah on Thursday, where eight family members were found dead in their home, is a result of a murder-suicide. Enoch, Utah police said 42-year-old Michael Haight killed seven family members before taking his own life. Enoch, Utah is about an hour's drive north on I-15 from St. George. Today is January 6th, and it is Three Kings Day, and marks the glorification of baby Jesus by the three wise men. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Another little bit of news out of the TikTok of the speaker deal. They are having a conference meeting, which I think is taking place by phone, and they're going to tell all the other members what they've, you know, they've got 218 members, right, and 20 that are holding out against Speaker McCarthy. They've got a deal, basically. And they're going to tell the other members what the deal points are. So everybody's aware of the thing. So, believe it when you see it. Who knows what's left? How many of the 20 are signing off on the deal? Don't know some of those answers, but at least sounds like a little bit of progress. So, thought you'd want to know. Who's the ultimate victor? That's what we want to know today. 701-271-1100 for your take on this. Or anything else on your mind. That's why we call the show What's on Your Mind. You know what? Our friends at PetroServe USA have home cooking and grab-and-go convenience waiting for you. I was in Valley City yesterday, PetroServe USA there, and had a great burger. Oh, my gosh. The best of the best. And that's how they do it. At PetroServe USA, you can have fish and fries or southern bowls, chicken nuggets, mashed potatoes and gravy with corn, all offered up today as one of the specials. But you also could say, I'll have a burger right there made to order. PetroServe USA, they do it well in Harwood today, I-29 location, brand new, beautiful facility. You ought to see it. Stop in there if you haven't been there in a while. A wonderful Cafe USA pulled pork. NP Avenue, downtown Lasagna. Glendon's Swedish Meatballs. Meatballs in Yulin today and Mac and Beef on 45th and 9th Street Southwest in Fargo. You're going to love it at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. Text us at 701-237-1590. Let's get to a few of your texts here. A few of you have been waiting for a while. Lester says, I don't care who becomes speaker. However, whoever becomes speaker better be a pit bull. I'm so tired of those who write and pass laws acting like the laws don't apply to them. There better be real consequences that are abhorrent. No one will likely act this way again. All right? It's one of the reasons I think some of those folks in the 20 that have been holding out want some different rules. And we're going to ask Senator Kevin Cramer about those rules and the significance of those. All of the members of the House Republican Caucus are hearing about that at this hour. So they're learning the scoop. Texter says, sure would have been nice to see Kelly Armstrong in that group of 20. Kelly Armstrong was one of the supporters early on of Kevin McCarthy. But again, He's with Jim Jordan. He's on the Judiciary Committee. Jim Jordan is a conservative. Don't get caught in this trap that the 20 are the good guys and everyone else is the swamp. You got to look at who is supporting Kevin McCarthy. Donald Trump is. Mark Levin is. And look who's among those supporters that he has in his 200 or so supporters. Just remember that. So again, I wouldn't say, oh, Armstrong's on the liberal side. I wouldn't say that at all. It's with Jim Jordan. Do we like Jim Jordan? Here's a prediction. I think McCarthy will end up with it, but he'll have some much-needed limitations. Nancy did away with much of those. Maybe, just maybe, we won't have any more of those 4,000-page omnibus bills shoved down our throats, for instance. Here's the thought. Maybe McCarthy is in on this. Why else would he just keep the voting over and over with the same outcome? All right. I think McCarthy will ultimately end up with it, put you down accordingly. We've got a 50-50 vote going here right now, and appreciate your take on it. I agree with you on some of these deal changes. And one of the things they're asking for is, what is it, 72 hours they wanted, Kev, before a bill could be voted on? You introduce
yep.
a bill,
yep.
and 72 hours later before it's actually introduced. Who thinks that's a bad idea?
No one.
And Nancy Pelosi didn't have it. So
does Kevin McCarthy think that's a bad idea, or is that some, or has he already agreed to that?
He's agreed to that now.
Well, then
it's in the deal.
There you go.
Yeah.
I want to know what he isn't agreeing to and what's holding this up.
Well,
you know, I mean, what are they?
I'm going to quote Bloomberg, that I don't totally trust, and Mark Levin, who is saying some of this is about personal deal making and about getting it to last as long as possible because they're fundraising. McCarthy, not McCarthy, Levin put something out on his Twitter feed yesterday showing two of the 20 members. I know Matt Gaetz was one of them. I'm trying to remember who the other one was. Might have been Lauren Boebert, who were doing fundraising in the middle of this and doing quite well at it. So if you are one of the 20 and you're holding out and you got a little fundraising campaign and that fundraising campaign is raining cash, do you want this deal to end?
Got to do what we got to do. It's D.C., man. None of this is surprising.
Right, but I guess what I'm trying to get at to our audience is conservative trying to figure out who's right and who's wrong here. There's no perfect answer. These guys are all right and these guys are all wrong. It's not like that.
This is one of those riddles wrapped in an enigma, wrapped around rules with this. I mean, it's crazy. But we'll see. I still have plenty of popcorn, so I'm good.
Another listener texts in, I'm curious if those conservatives who say it's time to move on from Trump are consistent and believe McCarthy should also step away from the speaker race. If he'd care for the country, he should step away. And then we'd get a conservative who all Republicans could get behind.
I think there's a big difference from stepping away from Trump versus stepping away from his policies. No one is stepping away from his policies. In fact, that's the commitment to America. The economy, the border,
one.
I mean, and crime.
Has anybody seen that commitment?
That's his. Yes, I read the entire thing. I've been through the entire site.
Right. So that's, you know.
It's good.
Pretty rock solid.
It's bigger, broad brush strokes. Not a lot of specifics in there, but it addresses, you know, the 30,000-foot view from it.
Yeah.
For sure. On all those topics.
Completely agree with you. More of your comments. Welcome. 701-237-1590 by phone. 271-1100. If you have questions for Senator Kevin Cramer, who will be here for the entire hour next hour, and we're going to talk about some of this drama, welcome those as well at 855-200-1776. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike, thanks for waiting. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Boy, I think the Republicans better put on their big boy pants, because apparently they're not hearing the laughter coming from the Democrats, because the Democrats are laughing themselves silly at all this. I mean, it almost sounds as if, and welcome to Let's Make a Deal, and here's your host.
Do we care, Mike, that the Democrats are laughing themselves silly? I don't really care. I want to get the best outcome here. I want to get the best outcome. What I'm upset about is they're losing days. They have a precious amount of days on the calendar to do the things that they were elected to do. And they're losing votes.
Yes, we got to do something here, Scott.
Yeah.
I mean, Mayorkas, I mean, I think he deserves 5 Pinocchios. My wife said 10, so I'll go along with that. You always do what your wife tells you.
Yeah, and that's the truth.
Well, you've left us with some good advice there, Mike. Thank you very much. Appreciate your call.
You know, I would say there's a lot of Democrats that are shaking, wondering if these 2021 are going to get a lot of their way because, you know, they're Democrats and they've changed a lot of the rules. They were the ones that got this thing rolling in the first place and agreeing with Pelosi's, you know, abandoning of it.
They may be. They may be. And to Mike's point of concern about the Democrats laughing themselves silly at the Republicans, A, I don't care. B, if they were honest, they'd be laughing at the incompetence of Joe Biden. I have one more example for you, Kev. Sorry,
okay.
I got to do this.
All right.
You touched on it earlier, but I want to hear it in his own voice. Listen to this claim. A little bit of a problem with it.
For example, since August of last year, Customs and Border Patrol has seized more than 20,000 pounds of deadly fentanyl. Well, that's enough to kill as many as 1,000 people in this country.
I know.
20,000 pounds of fentanyl.
All right, so he finally said it. This has been one of our major concerns about the border, but a little bit of a problem with his math.
Oh, my.
He says 20,000 pounds of fentanyl.
10 tons.
It's enough to kill as many as 1,000 people. It's actually enough to kill 4.5 billion people.
It's enough to kill half the planet.
Yeah.
Or more than half the planet.
And it's come across the border.
And that's what we've seized. That's what we've got.
What don't we know about?
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Oh, so that's what they ought to be laughing about, is my point. Brian, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. So I'm with you guys on one thing. I don't care what the Democrats are laughing at. You know, we laugh at them so much. Let's give them something to laugh about. This is the democratic process. I really appreciate these, what I consider 20 Davids standing up against this Goliath. This is the way the system is supposed to work. You know, it's not supposed to be a shoe-in where all the deals have been made and everything's done and you take one vote. That's the way the Democrats do it. That's not the way we're supposed to do it. I really, really appreciate this process. Also, one of the big things that the 20 are holding out for and McCarthy refuses to allow is a vote on term limits. Now, you tell me, 80% of Democrats and 90% of Republicans agree with congressional term limits, and yet none of those, well, all but 20 want to vote on it, you know, because they don't want to be on the record as voting against it. So,
I don't get why that's a big deal. Just call a vote. Call a vote on term limits. Now, one thing I'll say is I believe term limits on the federal level have been deemed unconstitutional. This debate goes back to Dick Armey. When the Republicans in the Contract for America placed that vote, isn't it unconstitutional? Didn't they deem federal term limits unconstitutional? I thought they did. So I don't know if this is an intent to just pass it again and have the courts look at it. But do you remember that, Brian?
I don't think that is not my understanding. I'll have to take another look at it. But, you know, there is that push for the Convention of States out there right now. You know, we can handle that at the same time.
Yeah, and that's, of course, got to be done by the legislature. Who
Who
is in the 20 that voted against that? I'm trying to remember, Mark Levin has just been railing against him for that very reason, saying, you know, you want all these changes, yet you were... Biggs, Andy Biggs of Arizona. Was evidently a leader in the Arizona legislature and killed the Convention of the States legislation down there. So, interesting take, Brian.
Glad to see North Dakota did not.
Yeah, I'll ask Senator Kevin Cramer about the term limits thing as well next hour. We're going to touch on some of these deal points. Appreciate you calling. Thank you. More after this.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2023 auctions include 160 acres of good cropland in Burke County, 339 acres of cropland north of Dickinson in Dunn County, 305 acres of exceptional cropland in Cass County near Erie, 320 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 239 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster County near Kensal. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Nickelback, baby.
Oh, Nickelback.
We're rocking your Friday.
That's not in my, it's not on my radar.
We are not formatically restricted.
No.
There you go.
We're bringing all ages.
You bet.
And Kevin gets a lot of requests for bumper music, which we readily welcome as well. So 701-237-1590. You got it? You can call us 855-200-1776 or 701-271-1100. I want to tell you a little bit about my friends at MyPillow and a great deal for the new year. And when I say great deal, it isn't one deal. It's the fact that they've got a whole host of deals. You go to MyPillow.com, right when you get there, you click on the New Year specials, and you're going to find everything from mattress toppers to down comforters to MyPillows and bed sheets, slippers, moccasins. They've got it all. The body pillow, Kevin Flynn endorsed body pillow, I might add. Swears by it. They have multiple of those. Sleepwear is great, too. So beach blankets and beach towels because winter won't last forever. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. And remember, if you go to MyStore.com, that's where you get the coffee and all kinds of other products from world-class entrepreneurs around the country. Mike likes to help those entrepreneurs, and he does it with that MyStore platform. Use the promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com. Live in the Freedom Matters USA studios today, our friend Jim, the flagpole guy, is here, spreading patriotism all across the upper Midwest. And a lot of folks in our audience are customers of Jim's and also appreciate not only the fact that he has a great display and a flagpole, but also just as such a champion of freedom and positivity and a great friend to many. How many friends do you think you've made on the trail over the years, Jim? Wow.
Well, I don't know, Scott. You know, I'm in awe of all the kindness that's been bestowed upon me for all my attempts to create a business that went over and over. You know, when you look at it and you look back, it's like, oh, my goodness. How do we do some of that? You know, almost 700 flagpoles now. And the people have just been so kind. You know, I can kind of get in over my head real deep there, you know, but I'm fortunate that it's worked out to where we have our showroom now and we have two employees that are helping me bring this all together. But as far as the amount of friends, I think everybody's been a friend to me, whether, you know, they have ordered a flagpole. They were patient. They're kind. They understood. It took me a while to get to them. But the most enjoyable part is when they finally saw me show up. You know, they were out there and they brought their lawn chairs and they just wanted to talk. And they're just the greatest people. And every year it gets better to where I perform better. We have the ability to do more in a shorter period of time. And I don't know, there's so many good people out there that carry the weight of America that have the spirit of kindness and, you know, self-control. It seems to be a problem in my leadership right now. But, you know, one of my best customers says, we're going to do what we always do. We just keep going to work and keep the wheels turning here. You know, so I'm just grateful. I just want to announce that in February, if you'd like me to come and look at your project, I'll come anywhere. And I'm going to create a route. And anybody wants to potentially purchase a flagpole, they'd like me to stop by. I'll swing in and we'll discuss location. And February is the month to do that for me, as I obviously am not installing. Also, if you're coming to Bismarck and you have a flag and you want it repaired, drop it off, bring your flag to the shop. Noel will fix it up for you. You do your shopping, come back and, you know, pick it up, go home. There's no shipping. Also, you know, if you're in the Bismarck Mandan area and you'd like to stop in, have a cup of coffee, we've got a wonderful conference room. I'd love to sit with you. Today I won't be here. I'm actually going to install a flagpole. And the foundation was in. It was for my brother-in-law in Anamoose. Happy birthday, Kevin. We had a problem with the flagpole being damaged. And it came this week. So for his birthday, we're going to go install it and in the snow. And it's his birthday, and it's a 40-footer. It's white, and it's just going to be grand.
Nice.
I get to experience that again.
I love it. A new flag is going up in Anamoos, North Dakota today.
Tell them happy birthday from us.
Well, thanks. You know, there's some very good people in Anamoos and Drake. And
you bet there is.
The Legion members there installed a beautiful memorial to the veterans there, and they're going to do some more. They got statues and flagpoles. That's the best part. It's just the people. That's for sure.
I knew that about everything you do. And people love that flag, but they love you as well. So the man sells patriotism. That's what he's spreading all across the USA. Call him at 571-FLAG, 571-FLAG, or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. God bless you, Jim.
God bless you, Scott. God bless America.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today, and corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.